Blog Talk Radio.
Hey now. Welcome.
Yo. Hello.
Hello.
What up?
Hello, what's up?
Michael.
I'm Chris, here.
Christy, is that your full name? Your full name Christy, or is it short for something like Cristobal or Christantinople?
No, it's just Christy.
Just Christy.
Just Christy.
You're Christy. You sound super cute today. Are you sober?
I'm high as hell. I'm high as hell.
Good. I'm getting my drink on right now. But I think we should start off today, since it's something that we've had on the show title for about like 3 weeks that we haven't touched on, is the whole Kesha situation. We haven't had to talk about that yet. Are you guys aware of that? What happened exactly?
Yes.
No, I have no idea.
No?
No.
Okay, so you know who Kesha is, though, right? You know she's a
terrible pop star. Yes, I know who she is.
Yes.
Yes.
nothing very creative or clever about Kesha. But she's a pop star. She's a filthy bitch, which I champion every woman's right to be a filthy bitch.
It's fun sometimes to be a whore.
It is fun sometimes, and
yeah,
she's got there's a picture
that.
Of her. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not using it in a negative way, but she was. There's a picture of her on the internet where she's like covered in jizz, just like covered in it. Which is
ew.
I don't know. I'm a little jealous that it was someone else's jizz, but other than that, apparently she a couple of years ago she filed a lawsuit against. Her management, I think she works for Sony. I'm not entirely sure, Mick. Do you know anything? Do you know if it's Sony that she works for?
I want to say it's Sony, but I can't remember 100%. I think it is, though.
I thought it was Sony, but she's alleging that her producer abused the shit out of her. Now, it's come out since then that
I have it on authority
producer,
that it is Sony, by the way.
Yeah, okay, good. Did you look it up?
No, it was told to me.
Oh, okay. So she worked for Sony. She works for Sony. She got a contract with them. Her producer has apparently raped her several times. And she's been filing a lawsuit for like the last couple of years to get out of the contract because she's like, you know, I don't really want to work with somebody who's been raping me. Like,
what can you say?
I'm kind of in agreement with her on that regard.
I suppose. I feel like, yeah, I think the workplace should be a rape-free zone. I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's a reasonable request to walk into the workplace and not get
and
raped.
And not get raped. Right. That seems fair.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you know, apparently her lawsuit was overturned and she was forced to continue on with her contract. Which is also a reason probably why we haven't heard much from Kesha in the last few years. I just thought it was because she was kind of a flash in the pan pop star and I didn't really care about her in the first place. But apparently it's because she just refuses to be in the same place with this asshole producer who apparently sexually and physically abused her. So Sony basically, the lawsuit, the government determined lawsuit basically said, you have to remain in your contract no matter what. It doesn't matter. You have no police reports. There's nothing backing up your statements. So you have to stay and you have to continue to work with this person. I'm sure she's trying to get out actually having to work with this one person. But for right now, her contract will remain intact. And I personally think what this speaks to is that like, nobody's addressing the fact that there really is, like, a systemic issue with abuse against females where it's very commonplace and it's frowned upon to discuss it. Like, they always use – everybody who opposes this always manages to use the excuse that, well, you know, certain – like, Tawanda Brawley – lied about her rape, and there's other women that have lied about being raped, but the overwhelming majority of women who claim rape are not lying.
Right. Exactly.
There's been some very high profile. Welcome to the show, Lou.
Thank you very
much.
Nice
for you to join us. There you go.
Hello. Own difficulty.
So we're just. We're talking about rape and
no, I think it's Kesha. Obviously the topic of choice on this show.
Yes.
That's what brought up rape.
The analysis of rape in general and
right.
It's worldwide. Women are victimized the world over. America's not immune. It's just violence towards women.
No, and I do think that America is more civilized in the point that, you know, rape is not as widely accepted in America as it is in places like in Africa and India.
But the level of acceptance or, you know, those ignorance is high when it comes to rape. The level of just ignorance, willful ignorance. You know, that's not, didn't happen to me. Why don't you just stop talking about it? You know.
Well, that's kind of my point. Is that regardless, like I said, you know, opponents of the idea that there is sort of a rape culture, which is kind of a term that annoys me because it's thrown around way too much by like crazy feminists. But
yes.
they're not wrong in the fact that there is sort of a rape culture. And what I mean by that is that it's still difficult for women to come forward and say that they've been raped. There's still kind of a systemic oppression when it comes to a woman coming forward and saying, you know, hey, this guy
raped
me.
Right, definitely like a stigma attached. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I never talk about my, well, you know.
Come on.
Well, I mean, honestly, Lou, you were an altar boy, so you kind of chose that life. You know what I mean?
I was 11. How did I?
Exactly.
Because you knew it, because you were happy about what you were doing. You gleefully took priesthood.
I didn't better know better, that's all.
You were a willing participant. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that you seduced the priests.
Long glances.
Anyway, the point is that even coming forward and saying, okay, this person did, like, part of the issue that revolves around this is that when a woman is sexually abused, they kind of go through this, like, and I hate to keep using these stupid fucking buzzwords, but they go through like this kind of like a shame spiral. There's really no other way to put it. And they, you know, they start questioning whether it actually happened, like how much of it was their own fault because they were inebriated, you know, like, That's the kind of shit that prevents, and, you know, what their family would think, and you know, they may have been promiscuous in the past.
A lot of times the family ain't supportive either, like,
right.
You know.
Well, that's why I brought that up, because,
and
know,
I mean, I don't know her
family.
Personal situation, but maybe they didn't approve of her doing this for a career in the first place, so maybe they would be sort of, you know, maybe they would have a negative attitude towards it because of that.
I know, and that's
kind
of fucked up because,
you know,
I'm sure when she decided to become a pop star for her career, she did not say to her parents, you know, I'd really like to get raped for a living.
Probably
right.
Not.
Correct.
Now,
We don't know the whole dynamics
of the situation, but the whole fact of the matter is, should it be something that, or a clause that you can terminate your contract because of harassment, sexual harassment?
It should, and that shouldn't be something that's even in question. That shouldn't be something that's even in question.
But it's not.
No, I know. It's not at all.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, the thing that struck me about this situation was because, I mean, he's such... You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, the typical man in power and in authority. Like, was he even up for a jail sentence in this whole
situation? Exactly.
No.
That was never even broached.
There's no,
like,
legal recourse being held against him whatsoever.
Right.
So she's basically in this sexual slavery.
Right.
She's contractually obligated to get abused.
Right, like, all she wants to do is not work with the rapist, not even to get him locked up and thrown in jail.
I mean, that's...
Be around the rapist.
Her whole thing was to not have to work with him anymore. I mean, she wanted out of her contract altogether. And I understand why. This is the thing that really fucks me up about the whole thing. She wanted to get out of the contract because not only was she accusing this guy of rape, but she was accusing Sony of basically covering it up or just turning a blind eye to it, which is, I'm sorry, that's like 1,000% plausible. Because the whole idea that females in the music industry are in general sexually abused and molested and stuff like that is very fucking true. You ask any major pop star, Nicki Minaj talked about this shit, like, any major female pop star will tell you a story of some of the shit that they've had to do to get where they are. Every fucking female pop star has got some story like that. Every single one.
Child stars too. The Coreys, Feldman, and Dead.
Right. Yep. Well, I mean, let's face it, Corey, was Corey Feldman and Corey what? What was the other Corey, Mick? You know
Corey,
that.
Haim.
Corey Haim. Well, let's face it, Corey Haim was cute. If you're gonna sexually molest anybody.
Well, see, I was going to say, this was the same thing that happened with boy bands. Wasn't there that guy who was the one, like, producing all the boy bands, and then he ended up becoming,
Perlman.
Like, a known molester?
Perlman.
The Menudo guy.
Lou Perlman. Lou Perlman was the guy who came up with probably about 70 to 90% of all of the boy bands. And as it turned out, he was a big fucking disgusting pervert, which you took one look at the guy. If you've ever actually seen the guy, you take one look at him and you think, he touches little boys. This is a little boy.
But also the Menudo guy, the guy who brought, put Menudo together.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure he had written
basically anyone in power in the music business should be questioned.
Man, the statement was such a haven for
apparently.
Missing extra. My question, sorry if I missed that before we started the show because I came in a little late, but did the rape for that occurred with Kesha, committed against Kesha, was that before or after she took a picture with cum blasted all over her hair?
It was actually all over her chest and stomach.
Face, nostrils, and smiling.
Chrissy, since when do you have a problem with cum blasted all over your chest and belly?
First of all, I just can't. I just can't. Okay.
Well, she doesn't like
I think
that
I just,
she can't get pregnant.
I think I just had a spontaneous abortion behind this conversation. So disgusting.
Do you hate man sauce that much? I mean, are you one of those women that just can't stand
it's
it being on you in any
fashion? It's one of those things that to each his own, but we don't need the photographic evidence of it. You know, what you do in your bedtime fantasy world is you. Boo.
I'm not entirely sure she was okay with that picture. Like, I'm not.
That's another.
You know,
I mean,
like
it just raises more questions. You know what I'm
saying?
It does
raise, and that's kind of the point. Like, if that was a picture, like her and her lover decided to take because she thought it was hot or whatever, that's fine. I personally think it's hot when I blast a chick on the chest and face and belly with my jizz too, but that should be between them. And I'm not entirely sure that she was, you know, complicit in that being released. It could have been an ex-boyfriend.
That's what I'm trying to think. You know, in the whole sphere of this story, which is horrible. This is just horrible. That picture surfaces in the middle of this, and you know.
Oh no, that picture's been out way before this happened.
But I mean, it surfaces amongst the middle of this.
I'm sure it resurfaced after that. Yeah, but I saw that like 4 years ago.
Yeah, years ago.
But I'm just trying to.
That picture's been out so long. I'm finished masturbating to it. Like I'm tired of it.
No, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Your hands hurt. You make me sick. Ugh. Can we talk about something happy? Can we talk
about the rape and not the juice
really,
on the girl? That's disgusting.
We can't talk about anything happy on this show because the whole reason the show exists is to complain about things that are really fucking terrible. And maybe occasionally when something awesome happens, like we'll mention it. I don't know of anything awesome happening, but what I can say is that the whole Trump thing, I want to talk about Trump. I want to make this kind of the main focus of the show today.
I was having a political discourse with a neighbor last night who's a full Trump supporter.
I was having a political discourse yesterday and this morning with someone who's going to vote Trump. And
I had a political discourse with a bottle of gin last night.
You probably convinced the gym more so then.
No, we agreed to disagree.
here's the thing, and this is kind of indicative. Like I'm really fed up with what's happening in this country that's causing somebody like Trump to gain popularity. The person I was talking to was, for all accounts, an intelligent, somewhat reasonable person. I mean, that came into question, obviously, when they revealed that they were going to vote for Trump.
I wish that was the case, the person I was talking to tonight, but it's not.
Well, the thing was that she said the reason she was voting for Trump is because, actually, you know what, I'm going to pull it up and fucking read it, because I can't. I'm not going to go off of half-heard shit. What she said was, she's tired of puppets and politics in general. Okay?
Okay, that's a fair statement.
I get that.
Yeah, that's just the bottom line of the whole Trump phenomenon. He's playing to that.
But what she also said was, what she also said was, but what we have now is not working. And that's where her argument starts to fall apart. Because to a certain degree, she's very right. Obama has done things that I vehemently disagree with, one of which is renewing the Patriot Act, which, as everybody fucking knows, was the act instituted by George W. Bush that allowed the government to hold people they considered conspirators in terrorism or even just suspected in any way. It allows them to hold them indefinitely without due process if they're a suspected, quote-unquote, enemy of the state. Now, statistically, that has been absolutely abused 90% more than it's actually been used properly. We've held people in fucking Guantanamo. It's not gangster. That's fucking illegal. But they made it illegal.
What is a gangster? It's a criminal. It's a criminal.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I see what you're saying.
They justify
their
behavior behind their own shit, so that's gangster.
I suppose.
So this is what the Patriot Act did. It broadened the government's ability to hold its own citizens for reasons without giving them due process or charging them with anything. It basically allowed us to torture people, which is something we've done for many, many years on the down low, but the Patriot Act kind of made it more socially acceptable.
Okay,
somehow.
Right.
Yeah, so Obama expanded that. He also created the NSA. He also expanded the NSA's powers, absolutely allowed for more spying on U.S. citizenship. It's the kind of shit that happened back during the McCarthy era. I thought America had kind of learned their lesson about. So Obama has done some things that I really disagree with. But on the same token, like, if it wasn't for fucking Obamacare, I wouldn't be alive right now. Because I didn't have insurance when Obamacare came through. And I used Obamacare to get fucking insurance through the state. And guess what? I have my fucking blood pressure medicine now. I know other people whose lives were saved because of fucking Obamacare. So I don't have, like, as much as I disagree with Obama and kind of want something else in office, he's not the worst person we've ever had in office by any fucking means.
Right.
By any means.
I know, like, unemployment has gone down.
He got fucking Osama bin Laden, okay?
Yes, he killed
guess
him.
What? Guess what? We had an attack on this country for the first time in, like, 50 fucking years under whose rule? Who was the president at the time that happened?
W.
So when Obama came in office, not only did he get Osama bin Laden, but a whole shitload of terrorist, pseudo-terrorist plots, nothing as major as 9/11, have been thwarted under Obama. None of that thwarting can really be attributed to any of his fucking crazy spying. At the same
or
time,
drones.
Obama's kept us safe. For whatever the fuck else you have to say, we haven't been attacked under the Obama administration.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of reasons why I think when people say, oh, what we have isn't working, it's fucking bullshit. And this is where the argument for Trump breaks down. I'm like, what exactly is not working for you? How exactly have Obama and his policies affected you personally negatively? And here's where almost everyone who supports Trump has fucking nothing to say. How have you personally been affected in the last 8 years of Obama's presidency?
I don't know.
And you know what the answer?
I'm doing pretty good.
Has your taxes gone up?
You know?
What detrimental policies has he put in place that take away from you?
What has happened to you that's a direct result of the Obama policies? That's what I want to know from these people. And they can't answer it. They say the country is going to hell. And I have to tell you, and I'm sure you guys, you're all rational people, I'm sure you understand this, the country has been going to hell for the last 100-something years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And I have no real proof of this because there's so many millions of people in the country, but there's an air of racism about it, you know?
Issues, economic inequality and racial inequality. And everything else.
The people who are saying, you know, make America great and the country's going to hell and can't really pinpoint what they're talking about, I feel like this is, you know, they just dislike that we had a black president for 8 years and we didn't go to shit.
But that still wouldn't necessarily justify voting for Trump, because 99% of the people running for president are going to be white people primarily. So that doesn't necessarily justify a vote for Trump.
Well, Trump is not white. Trump is not a white person. Trump isn't. Trump is a tabby cat, an orange tabby cat.
A cranky tabby cat. The rich, cranky, fat.
And this one last note about that is something that I noticed, and I don't know if anyone ever really notices, but I've never heard a president described so much as Mr. and their last name. Like, I never heard people say Mr. Bush when they talked about George Bush, but they always talk about President Obama as Mr. Obama. Just like a slight lack of respect that...
Yes, there is. We've talked about on this show. That there is, as much as I had no respect for George W. Bush, I haven't seen as much disrespect for a president as I have for Obama. We talked about this.
Sitting,
he was like,
know what I mean? Like a toot sitting president.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been extremely disrespectful.
And the thing
that pisses me off the most is that Obama, no matter what you think about him, is a fucking cool character. Like, you can't fuck with Obama. Like, in person, dude is smooth. He's a smooth motherfucker. Like, I gotta give him props for that shit. You know?
Exactly.
He doesn't really stumble over his own words, which is a big-ass change from what we had for the first 8 years before that.
Bumbling idiot. The guy actually knows how to speak.
Right.
He knows how to speak. He's a real dude. I've seen him interact with people. Like, homeboy is like, he's chill. He's a chill motherfucker. I don't
agree
with a lot of
shit that he
does.
He does brackets for the NCAA tournament.
Come on.
But
he brought
class to the White House. He brought class.
Something that my wife points out is, if Trump wins, who's the first lady? What's her name?
Melania?
Yeah. We're going to have a retarded first lady. Like, imagine her,
We're going to have a retarded immigrant. Like, she's been in the country for how many years, and the bitch doesn't speak a word of English. When Sofia Vergara decides she's going to put on, like, the heavy Spanish accent, and so you can't understand her and she's talking real fast, this bitch sounds like a retarded version of that.
Like a mentally handicapped version of that.
Yes. Thank you for the PC explanation, Lou. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, but that's, but that's, this is what pisses me off so much. Everybody is like, oh, we need a change. We need a big change. We need a change. And they want to vote for Trump, which he doesn't say anything of meaning.
No, he's just basically hitting all the like they say, the, I hate to use this too, the whistles, the you know,
yeah,
he's hitting
just a big rabble rouser.
He's hitting all the right tones, and they don't care about fact checking. They just want to harken back to a bygone era where people were like, you know, fuck you, we're number one, you know, we're going to get back all this stuff, you know, fuck all these foreigners.
And there's so many things wrong with this. The first, in my opinion, being that this man is a reality TV show star. And I've been saying this for fucking years. I think, quote unquote, reality TV is one of the worst things to happen to America. One of the hands down worst things. They sell this prepackaged bullshit that's 90% scripted and it doesn't even look real, like 75% of the time. Like, most of the time, these real scenarios, like, people, regular-ass motherfuckers are bad actors. They're bad actors, and they can't act their way out of a paper bag, and we throw them on TV with these stupid fucking scenarios, and people eat this shit up. People that I know that are super intelligent and really fucking, like, have their shit together will watch something like The Real Housewives, and they'll claim that it's their guilty pleasure. Well, you know what? Your guilty pleasure should probably be masturbation, because it's way more fun and it's less toxic.
I have to admit, I like it. Some things. It makes me giggle.
It's mindless entertainment, so there are some things that are going to be more up someone's alley than others. But as a whole, obviously, it's there's nothing...
you guys have to take responsibility for that shit.
Yeah,
there was literally
I like
no value.
Show.
Have you ever guys watched the TV show Undercover Boss, which is like blatantly like fake? Like anyone with three brain cells.
I literally watched like the first two or three episodes on that show.
The reactions of the people that get caught are like, they're like smiling. I got caught stealing money. You know, it's just like, it's fucking it's bullshit. I was watching it with someone, the parents of a friend of mine, and they truly believed that it was real, you know? And it's just, they're just like indicative of just how stupid people are. Like,
it's one of those things where, listen, there are things you can watch and be entertained by. It's the people who actually think it's real are the scary people, because they're the ones that are like, how do you not see through this?
And this is the thing, their vote has the same weight as someone why is it there?
So then
test to vote. Like, maybe if you're that stupid, maybe your vote is actually 3/4, and mine should.
But what I never understood is, I mean, why is it that, you know, you have to take a test to be certified for such and such a job or even to drive, and yet there's no certification for voters? Like, there should at least be like a minimal, like, do you at least know the basics of how our systems work and this and that?
Absolutely.
And if you don't answer those questions, then you can't vote.
Now, that's, you know, I will say that there should be less friction to vote as possible. I think that is a good idea, but at the same time, we should probably obligate everyone of voting age to vote. You know, that should be
Agreed, but the problem is that the Electoral College is fucked. So there's only a certain amount of power your vote actually has, and that's really not as much as you think.
But I mean, if we're talking about these hypotheticals, maybe we're changing everything.
But okay, so but I want to hear from Christy, because Christy, you were saying that you don't care about this. You watch it because what? Why do you watch this stuff?
Like the competition shows because some of these bitches say the funniest things, and
I don't see those nearly as dangerous as, you know, Kardashians and shit like that.
No, I'm averse to those kind of shows. I don't like them. Why I want to follow this bitch around all day? I got shit to do myself. You know, I can do my own goddamn errands. I don't need to be up in the goddamn Whole Foods talking about grapes and shit. I don't give a fuck about that. You know?
Okay, but... You know, and I don't even really have too much of an issue with shows like Chopped or Top Chef. Like, those kind of competition shows... Like, I can enjoy them, you know? It is kind of mindless entertainment. But there are still elements within those shows that are so un-fucking-believably American and stupid that it frustrates. There's a reason. I will indulge in a show like Chopped every once in a while, but I cannot watch that shit regularly because it's got this long, drawn-out shit that if you watch the British version of any of this shit, is not in there. Americans are so... fucking stupid. What they do in shows like this is they will draw that everybody's got to have this fucking crybaby backstory. Everybody. And you can't be on this show without some kind of bullshit fucking backstory about how you're trying to build an orphanage in Tanzania or you're trying to you got to have something fucking like your mom died 2 minutes ago and you're doing this for her, you know, or you know, you lost a leg in the goddamn pit of hell down in fucking Detroit, you know, during the color wars or whatever. And you're trying to pull yourself out of the shit to do something. You got to have that. Everything that happens has to be gone over about 3 different times. Even if it's somebody dropping a pan, they will show that person dropping a pan from like 7 different angles, and it will take up entire minutes of the show. And then you have something happen, and it goes to commercial. When you come back from the commercial, there's another 5 minutes of them rehashing what just happened before you're shown the culmination of what just happened.
How dumb are you? How insulting is that? That they have to, after just 2 minutes of commercial, recap what just happened 2 minutes ago to lead up to something to then just go back to commercial.
Because when you go to the refrigerator and make a ham sandwich and you eat it, it's so delicious. You just forgot just happened. And that whole 5 minutes to tell you what the fuck happened reminds you to get another sandwich.
I don't care.
Judge shows? Do you like judge shows? Like Judge Judy?
Well, it depends. I fucking love Judge Judy. I absolutely love Judge Judy. I love her.
Do you like Judge Mathis?
I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Everyone else is stupid.
How about like the paternity court or Maury?
I don't care about any of that. Fuck. Don't even bring up fucking Maury Povich on this show. That is a waste of everything. Maury Povich should be hung in the streets and shot.
Christy, you're just
feeding my point. My point is that we as Americans, and let's be honest, every single, me even watching these stupid competition shows, which, you know, like I said, is a very rare guilty pleasure for me, but you watching this stuff too, Christy, like, we have to take responsibility for the fact that there is no intelligence in this stuff. And I get the idea that everybody needs to turn their fucking brains off once in a while because there's a massive flood of shit information that comes at us in America all the time. But we are directly responsible by watching these shows for somebody like Trump becoming a fucking presidential candidate.
I feel there's a direct correlation. Absolutely. There's a direct link. Absolutely. the dumbing down, de-evolution of just American society. How is that just so...
Instead of Americans actually learning about the political process and saying, this is what we need to change, instead of doing that, what they're doing is seeing this loudmouth, fat, orange, hack piece of shit. The man is a human dumpster. He probably pays his wife to shit in his mouth while he jerks off his little dingus in a fucking bathtub. That's the kind of person that Trump is. I would never, ever be surprised if it came out that Trump liked to have a whole bunch of sweaty old guys just drop link after link onto his fat, orange face with
his
hair all a mess while he uses a fucking tweezer to scrape the callous little fucking dingus he's got hanging under his fucking gut, which I'm sure he's paying somebody to prop up so he can reach his fucking little diseased fucking gherkin. He's garbage. That is a
garbage. That would be a reality show. I would watch that.
I would watch that shit too in a heartbeat.
What would you call it? Trump belly lifter?
No, he's probably got some fucking little Guatemalan boy in a diaper, pushing using all of the strength he can muster as a fucking 8-year-old runaway to push Trump's gut forward so he can reach his meaty liver spotted hand around that fucking dumpster of a gut and try desperately to touch his fucking little cashew. His diseased little cashew.
Oh, poor little tink.
That's what they should call it. Little tink cashew.
Trump's a little fucking cashew. And this is the point I'm making, is that this person has literally no redeeming qualities. He has created a business that has had to fire more people than it's hired. Trump's businesses are well known for absolutely shredding jobs left and right.
Absolutely.
This is not a good businessman. He's a good business. I will give him this. He's a good businessman in the sense that he's made kind of an entertainment empire. He is a solid entertainer. I will say that about him because I have laughed at some of the shit that he said because he's a fucking asshole.
Right.
But he's a loudmouth New Yorker.
Fucking guy's finger on the button just because he's a fucking loudmouth asshole.
Absolutely.
Don't give him the fucking code.
The supporter I was arguing with last night, I brought that very same thing up, and they were like, yeah, I'm a little nervous about that. Like, you have to admit, this guy's a fucking hothead.
And that's the thing, but they brush it off like it's such a minor detail, but that could lead to so much catastrophe in the world. And they're just like, well, yeah, that, I'm kind of worried about that. Well, you should
Do you
be.
Really want
be very
that asshole meeting with an Iranian leader or a Russian leader or some volatile fucking country that we need to be diplomatic about? Do you really want that cunt to walk into that place and be like, no, my dick is huge. Yeah, it's huge. Don't worry, my dick is huge. We'll make it huge.
Between the face.
I would be embarrassed to be in America. I'd be a dark cunt.
Absolutely.
Brown and differently colored than white in America either.
The people who have been raised on bullshit reality television, and honestly, everybody who's participated in one of these reality shows, you should be fucking held in the court of public opinion in fucking contempt, because you get shows like Black Ink and some of these other reality shows like Real Housewives of Atlanta that portray these fucked up black people and these fucked up city people, and then you show it to these Midwestern fucking wheat chewing, chair rocking, fat beer drinking fucking nephew fucking assholes, and they see that shit and they think that's what black people and city people are like.
Right.
That's true.
It's true.
Every one of these people that are on a reality show like that should be held in fucking contempt of America.
Playing up stereotypes, man. That's what sells.
Unfortunately.